the old catacombs this morning. Longo told me. Everybody's charging around in there all excited. I can imagine. Find any treasure yet? One Eye looked put upon. For such a black-hearted toad, he can manage a truly impressive show of self-righteous injury. I take it not. We found some books, a whole pile, all sealed up neat and everything. Looks like they've been there since the Shadow Masters first came.
Makes sense, since they always burned the books and the priests. You find any priests lurking down there?
Not hardly. Look, I gotta get back.
Before somebody grabbed the treasure out from under him, no doubt.
I got a couple of guys lugging them books up for you.
Gods forfend, you should have lifted anything yourself.
You got a serious attitude problem, kid. I'm an old man.
One Eye did a fade. He has that knack when he's about to find himself in an indefensible position. A city seldom is buttoned up so tight that no news gets in from outside. Sometimes it seems almost mystical, but the word does come through. In Dejigore, rumor seldom brought in anything Mogaba wanted to hear. I was studying the discovered books, so intrigued I was letting duty slide. They were written in Jaikuri, but the written form thereof is almost identical to written Taglian. Goblin stepped in.
You doing all right? No more dizziness?
No. You guys worry too much.
No, we don't. Look, some new rumors are going around. There's supposedly a relief column headed our way. Blade, of all people, is in charge.
Blade? He isn't. He's never run anything bigger than a reduced company. Before we ever got here. Fighting guerrilla style against amateurs.
I don't make them up. I just report them. He did do well.
So did Willow Swan and Cordy Mather. But that was accident and luck and Shadowlander stupidity more than anything those three actually did. Why on earth is he commanding an army?
He's supposedly Lady's second in command. Not much doubt anymore that she survived. She's also pissed off and putting together a new army.
Bet Mogaba's jumping for joy. Running around hollering, we're saved, we're saved.
You might say he's jumping.
Over the following few days, we heard 1,000 wild stories. If a tenth were true, some really bizarre changes were underway out there in the world.
You heard the latest?
Goblin asked me one night when I took a rare break from the books to examine that outer world from the wall.
Lady ain't Lady after all. She's the incarnation of some goddess named Kina. A real badass, too, apparently.
She would be. Tydei, you know Kina, don't you? Tell us about her. Tydei wasn't allowed into our warrens, but he always turned up whenever I came up for air.